name Yahweh, only name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Restore a Page to Dwell In. You know, we've been talking about how the people of Yahweh can be blessed by keeping His laws, or they can be cursed by breaking His laws. As long as they, the children of Israel, kept Yahweh's laws, they were blessed. They could not be cursed, even though Balaam tried to curse them. And he couldn't do it. Yahweh just won't allow it. You know, there was a brother the other day. Well, it was yesterday. He called me. He had just lost his job for no reason. The guy just fired him. Wouldn't give him no reason, nothing. He called me and was telling me about it. And I said, well, brother, you know, you're keeping Yahweh's laws and His commandments. The Bible says if we keep His commandments and do those things pleasing to Him, just ask what you will. I said, well, just pray. Believe Yahweh will work it out for you. Maybe He's got a better job. I don't know. I said, but there's one thing about it. It wouldn't matter if you had to eat soda crackers and drink branch water from now to the second coming. You're blessed if you're keeping His laws. And there ain't enough devils in hell to stop Yahweh from blessing a man that keeps His laws. I said, you just ain't got no problem. You just need faith in Yahweh. I said, I don't want to sound like R.W. Schambach or somebody, but you know, the scriptures is true. He'll bless us if we do those things pleasing to Him. But anyhow, he, make a long story short, I got through telling him what the scripture teaches it. See, Yahweh, the Bible said promotion don't come from the east or west, but it comes from Yahweh. Says He sets up who He will and takes down who He will. You employers out there ought to be good to your employees, because one day they may be your employer. Your worker could be your boss tomorrow. But anyhow, he said he talked to the guy real humble and told him, he said, you know, I need the job. I don't need to lose my job. If I've done something wrong, whatever I've done wrong, you know, I'll do better, whatever. I just need my job. Guy said, you're fired. But anyhow, said it sort of made him mad. He called and asked me. He said he felt like fussing the guy out. He said he just felt that way. I said, well, you done the right thing, don't worry about it. But anyhow, we prayed, and he called me tonight, and told me that the guy turned around and called him back, left a message on his phone that he wants him to come back to work. He asked me, said he was really sort of mad at him for firing him. He said, what do I ought to do? I said, well, you need to go back to work. I said, tell him under one condition, you want a raise. He said, well, I ain't going to do that. I said, yeah, tell him to give you a raise. Anyhow, I believe y'all will work it out. If, you know, we can go through trials and tests. The way you'll know if they're a trial or a test or not, or just being getting punished or whooping, chastisement, if you're keeping Yahweh's laws, then you know it's a trial and a test. You remember when Isaiah went to the prophet, or Isaiah the prophet went to Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, and he told him, he said, you're going to die and not live to get your house in order. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed. He said, yo, well, my house is in order. I've kept your laws, your commandments, statutes, and judgments. And before Isaiah could get in the out out of court there. Devil spoke to him and said, go back in there and tell Hezekiah I heard that, and added 15 more years to his life. We need to be in a position that Hezekiah was in, where we can say, Yahweh, I've done that. I've kept your commandments, your statutes, your judgments. And you said, ask what we will, and it'll be done. You know, I just sort of wanted to talk a little bit tonight. I seem like I encourage anybody I can. I tell you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You keep Yahweh's word, and you keep the covenant, and he'll certainly keep his end of the bargain. You know, every once in a while I might need to throw out a little goat feed. You know, he said feed my sheep, right? But, you know, goats got to eat too. So I heard a joke. My fat brother Matthew told it tonight. And said there was this Baptist missionary. He was going to buy him a puppy dog. Won't buy him a dog, but he didn't want to just buy any old dog. He wanted a Christian dog. And he read an ad. This guy had a dog and said it was Christian dogs. And he asked him, how do you know they're Christian dogs? He said, well, watch this. He said, told the dog to turn to John 3:16. He said, that dog just flipped that Bible over there and laid his paw up there on John 3:16. So he bought him. He bought that dog, and he was showing it to some friends and told them he had a Christian dog, and they didn't believe it. So he told them, he said, well, watch this. He told the dog to turn over John 3:16, and sure enough, that dog flipped that Bible over and laid his paw on John 3:16, and they were all amazed. They said, well, can he do anything else? What else can he do? He said, I don't know. He said, I hadn't really tried him out good yet. So he got that dog. He told him, said, heel. Said that dog reared up on his two hind legs and laid his paw up on that guy's head, and like he was praying for him. He said, I done got a Pentecostal. He wanted a Baptist Christian dog. He done got him a Pentecostal dog. But, you know, he said, well, what has that got to do with any of this? Nothing. I just throwing a little goat feed out there. Somebody might get a little something out of it. But, you know, I believe that Yahweh will take care of his people. He'll bless them going out, coming in, and whatever their hands touch will prosper. The Bible says if we'll keep this Sabbath, keep our foot from polluting his holy day, he said he'll bless us going out and coming in. He said he'll cause us to ride on the high places of the earth, and whatever our hands touch will prosper. All you got to do is just go out there and touch it. If this economy goes down, we'll ride it down on the high side. The Bible teaches us to be content with food and raiment. There's people starving in the world today. You know, we're blessed. If we're keeping his commandments, it wouldn't matter what you got. It's a blessing to know the truth and be made free. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I have been talking about how that preachers today, as a whole, are keeping people cursed. How you say that, Brother Arnold? Well, they're teaching them that the law's been done away with. You don't have to keep it. You see, that's what Balaam did. He for reward, for money. He went up there and he couldn't curse Yahweh's people. He wouldn't do nothing but bless them each time. And he took him up to a higher place on the mountain and said, curse them from here. And he saw all them tents of the Israelites down there. And he said, they're like the trees of Lebanon. He said, how can I curse what Yahweh has blessed? Oh, that I could die the death of the righteous. He just couldn't curse them because they were keeping Yahweh's laws. So he told the enemy there how they could get Yahweh's people to be cursed, and then they could be victorious over them. And so he taught them to sin. He got them transgressing Yahweh's law, because that's what the Bible definition of sin is. It's transgression of the law. And then they were able to defeat them then. So that's what people, the adversary is doing today. He can't win this battle. He can't curse Yahweh's people. We're the head, not the tail, above, not beneath. You know, we're victors if we are keeping his laws. Just like Achan, there, they were sin in the camp. They had them idols there, and every time they'd go out to the enemy, they'd have to flee from the enemy. And they prayed, they found out something was wrong, they found out what it was. There was sin in the camp. Got rid of the sin, conquered their enemies. End of story. That's the bottom line. So the devil knows he has but a short time and trembles. He wants to take as many people with him as he can. Boy, he's going down. So what he does, he can't cause them to be cursed as long as they're keeping Yahweh's law. So he teaches them to break Yahweh's law. Using these preachers doing it, said it's better if they had a millstone tied around their neck and cast in the sea than to offend or cause these little ones to sin. Sin's transgressing the law. You know, it's amazing how people can't read the scripture and see these simple truths. They believe a lie, he said, that they all might be damned. Because Yahweh sent them strong delusions because they have not a love for the truth. People really don't believe. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word. They don't read the word. They're following traditions of men. More loyal to their preacher, denomination, organization, than they are the word of Yahweh. They'd rather somebody tickle their ear. Said they've got heaps of themselves teachers having itching ears. And they turn the ear from hearing the truth. They shouldn't even think that the law's been done away with. While I'm thinking about it, just crossed my mind, Tabernacles will be coming up pretty soon. About 4 more weeks. Anybody that's listening, want to come keep the feast with us, more than welcome. We have plenty of good food to eat. We just have a feast like the scripture teaches. And for more information, you can take our phone number and call us if you're to come. It's free. Well, we don't charge nothing for preaching. We don't charge nothing for feasts. We don't charge nothing for anything. Freely we have saved, freely give. We believe that Yahweh has blessed us even in these times of problems that everybody's going through. wonder why this, you, like I say, you're either going through a trial and test, or you being chastened. And you'll know the difference. If something comes to your mind that you know you should be doing, or that you could do, tighten up on, do better, throw up another notch, and you ain't doing it, then you need to do it. The brother I was talking about a while ago, he said, "Well, only," he said, "I ain't told nobody yet," but, and of course I already knew it. He said he had been cutting corners on things like the Sabbath, first one thing and another. And of course I already knew it wasn't where he ought to be, or I don't know that any of us are. Well, I said, "Brother, just make up your mind that you're going to do better. You're going to repent. Do better." This is a brother I was telling you about a while ago who called me tonight and said that guy called him, wants to come back to work. I told him, tell him, yeah, if he'll give him a raise, you know, maybe, you know, another $25 a day or whatever. So, we got to remember, the scripture teaches that Yahweh owns the cattle on the thousand hills. And I believe that's just a figure of speech. We believe he owns all the cattle. One preacher said he owns all the taters under the hills too. So everything belongs to him. And like I said, he sets up who he will and takes down who he will. And promotion don't come from the east or the west. It comes from Yahweh. He can make you ruler over the whole planet. And the kingdom is going to be delivered up to the saints. We win. We read the back of the book. It says we win. And that's the bottom line. But I would like to encourage people to not fight against something if you hear something that's strange, like Mars Hill, when Paul preached to them, they thought he was setting forth some strange new God or some strange new doctrine or something. Instead of fighting against it because of your tradition and whatever you've been taught, try to search out and see if it's so or not what somebody's telling you. Immediately, when we tell people that his true Hebrew name is YHWH, it ain't Jesus, they sometimes take offense. You think they would be happy to find out some truth? Or we tell them that Saturday or Sunday ain't the Sabbath, or Friday, that the true Sabbaths are by the phases of the moon. They automatically try to defend their doctrine. Instead of looking to see if it is true or not, they want to bite your head off, so to speak. Instead of searching to see if it's so or not, they don't look like they want to be like the Bereans, which were more noble than those of Thessalonica, and they search the scriptures daily to see if those things be so or not. So if we tell you something, why don't you search the scriptures to see if it's so or not, instead of just barking against it? You know, even when you prove beyond a reasonable doubt, or beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't know why I said reasonable doubt, I sound like a courtroom, but beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can prove that the traditional cycle cannot be correct because of the confusion it causes when people migrate around the earth. When they left the Garden of Eden, and Adam's descendants went east and west, if they had been counting 1 through 7, when they meet here in the United States or anywhere on the globe, they'll be 24 hours apart in their Sabbath keeping. Because the ones going east gains time, ones going west lose time. Because they're going, one going east is going toward the sun, they'll see it sooner and sooner and keep the Sabbath before the ones going west. They're going away from the sun, and they'll see it later and later. So the ones going east is to keep the Sabbath first, and then say 12 hours later, the ones going west to keep it. Then as they travel further and further around the globe, and they meet on the other side, and actually sitting in the same house, at the same table, the ones that went east will keep their Sabbath, and the ones that sitting on the other side of the table will keep it 24 hours later, which would actually be Sunday. And they're both right. This ain't speculation. This is common sense. Something you can put before a jury or a righteous people or even wicked people. You can go to the U.S. Naval Observatory. Look under International Dateline. They explain the whole thing to you. It's real simple. You just have to think on it a little bit. It's not that hard. You don't have to go to anybody, but if you can't believe your own mind and go to any encyclopedia, look under the International Dateline, that's why they had to create the International Dateline, because what it is, it's an imaginary man-made line. They put it anywhere they want, and they say, now look, when you cross this line, you got to either add or subtract a day, 24 hours, which depends on which way you're going across it. If you don't, when you meet somebody on the other side, you're going to be on two different days of the week and of the month, because it's created month, anyhow, created week. So that cycle, just because they change, add or subtract a day, don't really make it so, because the cycle still happened. Those that went east seen one more evening and morning, one more sunrise and sunset than those that went west. This is just facts, people. But even though you prove to them that traditional so-called cycle from creation that they say, uninterrupted cycle, cannot possibly be correct, because the scripture only teaches one seventh-day cycle. And here they got two of them, one 24 hours apart from the other. I was telling the other day, what would they do if one tribe migrated east, one tribe migrated west, and they got on the other side? They'll keep the seven-day cycle. They won't know that nothing changed till they meet one another, compare notes, and they both kept correct tally of the days, but yet they're on two different cycles. You know, this is, say, 1,000 years later, they meet here. And neither one of them can't give up a cycle that they've been keeping 1,000 years according to the traditional way they keep it. Still, they'd be breaking the cycle. So they keep two cycles. This is just further proof that the traditional cycle ain't correct. Not to mention all the scriptures that teaches that he appointed the moon for seasons. That word seasons is moads. And then that's in Psalms 104:19 and in Genesis 1:14. Then when you look in Leviticus 23, verse 2 and 3, he said, these are my feast. And that word feast, same word as seasons. It's moad or moedim. And guess what? The weekly Sabbath, after six work days, is a moed, moedim. So if the weekly Sabbath is a moed and the moon is for moeds, that should end the debate right there without even having to count going around the earth or anything else. And Ezekiel 46:1, verse 3, teaches that you don't count the new moon when counting out the six work days of the week. It's a separate day altogether. It's a worship day. Whatever day the new moon is on, you'll have six work days, then a Sabbath. Let's say if your new moon day falls on the Roman calendar on a Friday, your Sabbaths will be on a Friday all that week. If it falls on a Saturday, they'll be on Saturday, or Sunday, they'll be on Sunday. But Ezekiel 46:1 says the gates of Yahweh's house to be shut the 6 working days, but open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. In other words, the days that they're open on the Sabbath and day of new moon is not one of the 6 working days of the week. That's thus saith Yahweh. Read it for yourself. You say, well, Brother Arnold, you don't understand. No, show me where I'm wrong at. Couldn't it be you that don't understand? Instead of fighting against it, check it out. The evidence is overwhelming. We got historical evidence, mathematical proof, scripture, you name it, we got it. That the true weeks were originally lunar, just like the true months was originally lunar, so Julius Caesar changed it to solar. Check that out in any encyclopedia. This is why we can offer a $10,000 reward to anybody that can pinpoint a weekly Sabbath in Scripture that was not on one of them major phases of the moon, the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. Matter of fact, I think we need to start challenging somebody else to give us Sabbaths on Saturday or Sunday, begins your day at 12 noon or sunrise or anything, don't matter. Maybe they'll take the challenge and we'll pay for the radio time, give them equal time, and we'll debate the issue with them and see if we can learn from each other. Scripture, let Yahweh be true and every man a liar. People are holding their tradition. See, the Bible's full of people holding the false traditions of men. And then you bring a truth to them and they want to fight you over it. Well, instead of studying, see if you got anything. Try to come up with every kind of excuse not to believe what the Scripture says, that the moon is for Moeds, the week of Sabbath is for Moeds. It's amazing. But it increases my faith when I see people do that, because intelligent people does it too. I guess I won't say that they're so-called intelligent people, but I guess either they don't care or just, I don't know, their eyes are blinded. But it's amazing to me, even to this day, how come people can't see some of these simple truths. Didn't have my times getting away from me. I want to give my website, phone number for free literature. Website is lunarsabbath.info. You can remember that. Lunarsabbath.info. I-N-F-O. Like an information. Lunarsabbath.info. Check it out. You can call me as soon as this broadcast is over. Error code is 770-483-8542. It's error code 770-483-8542. Once again, 770-483-8542. We'll send you free literature. Won't cost you a dime. Postage pay. You check it out. If you believe it, don't send us your money. Just share it with somebody else. And if you don't believe it, you can just toss it. But till next week, we'll be on here Tuesday night at 9:30. Yeah, 9:30 instead of 10:30. Till then, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom.